morning. It's your local sports update on this Monday morning. I'm Zach Epperson. Start off in boys high school basketball from this past weekend. On Saturday, Elizabethtown defeats Bowling Green 64-36. And on Sunday, yesterday, LaRue County defeats Campbellsville 58-49. And in girls high school basketball on Saturday, Breckenridge County defeats Webster County 62-57. Over now to college basketball this weekend, the Kentucky Wildcats snap their four-game losing streak and finally win a game. Cats defeat Auburn at Rupp Arena. It was a close one, though, 82-80. The Western Kentucky Hilltoppers also pick up a win this weekend, defeating Rice yesterday 77-71. Moving over now to women's college basketball, tonight number 20 Kentucky will be on the road in Gainesville taking on Florida. Cats will tip off that game in Gainesville at 7 o'clock on the SEC Network. Finally, moving over now to professional sports tonight in the NBA, the Pacers will be at home taking on the Chicago Bulls. That game will tip off at 7 o'clock. Also this weekend, the Daytona 500. Be forgiven if you forgot about it. Yesterday, after lengthy weather delays that had the checkered flag waving just after midnight last night, a 100-1 underdog wins the Daytona 500. Michael McDowell won for the first time in 358 Cup starts. McDowell won as the field had a massive last lap crash that saw him dart to the finish. And finally tonight in the NHL, the Nashville Predators will travel to Dallas to take on the Stars. Those two teams will face off at the puck drop at 8:30 tonight. And that does it for your sports update here on this Monday morning. For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.